Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began, play, and we danced like a wave on the ocean romance. We were liars in love and we danced. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the video, brand new video there on the homepage. We're going to have another one coming up first of the week, brand new one. We just finished it yesterday, and so look for that one coming up real soon. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog. We got, in any given week, folks, we create 50 podcasts from our radio show, from our 10 hours of radio on the air every week. We produce 50 podcast. So check that out, and if you miss something on the radio, go back and check out our website, and you can listen to any particular segment and use it to your advantage. We made it all just for you, and we thank our corporate partners for helping us do that. John Bradbury is our guest. He's got a lot of great information there in the suite we built for him on our website. You can type John Bradbury into my search engine and find all of that. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. John's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. And John, we were just talking about, I liked the direction we were going in the last segment about fundamentals versus innovation. You know, this is really a tense time, a conflicted sometimes time, especially for people who've been in business for a while. Because if they have been, they know what the fundamentals are. You talked about the four fundamentals, and I said the prime fundamental is customer expectations. They've got that down, but all this new stuff, this new technology, which is driving customer expectations, their expectations are evolving. That, all of that, trying to do the fundamentals and overlay the new capability, the new innovations, and be innovative yourself, that's really a challenge for a lot of folks, isn't it, right now?
It is. And for me, you know, being successful in innovating and turning that innovation into something that's profitable is really about experimentation and giving yourself a platform and time to try things, to get the feedback loop from customers or prospective customers and improve from there. And so no matter what the technology or product or innovation is, you still need to be able as a business person or an entrepreneur to create the playing field, if you will, that allows you to put that innovation out there and get a response to mm-hmm. it. And that's where the fundamentals come in. That's where understanding who is your potential core customer. How do you deliver this value to them? And understanding that you'll probably, you know, go down some paths that are dead ends the first few times or even more than that. But understanding how to keep your business alive over time, those are the fundamentals that surround, you know, the success of any innovative product.
Well, the fundamentals are the chassis and the wheels and the drivetrain of your business.
That's
those
exactly
are the
right.
Those are the fundamentals, the doors, the style, the windows, the antenna, you know, the seats, the radio. All that stuff are the things that change. They come and go from time to time, right?
Right. And you know, ultimately, a business is a stream of decisions in terms of where you're going to drive that car, and how you're going to respond to unexpected traffic, unexpected obstacles in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that gets back to this issue of what makes you ready to do that? What prepares a person to be successful at that? And that's why I encourage people who feel like, well, I don't really understand the technology world. I don't understand how business models operate today. Well, chances are you know more than you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great nugget from a Kauffman study, the Kauffman Foundation, from a few years back that found that twice as many successful technology companies were started by people in their 50s than by people in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And that runs counter to a popular, I think it's somewhat of a myth, that all you need to be successful in a startup these days is $1,000 and a cool idea.
And an apartment. And a dormitory
Stanford.
Room. You got to have a dormitory room. Don't forget that.
Right. So, I've been in conversations.
Why do you think that's the case, the Kauffman statistic? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think what I call founder readiness matters. Experience matters.
Context matters.
Context matters. And pattern recognition. Having seen something again and again and again, and almost the ability to predict, I've seen that market pattern before,
mm-hmm.
and particularly if you're deep in an industry or a function. So I always am encouraged by founders who have sales experience, for example,
mm-hmm.
sales and marketing. Regardless of how you deliver your marketing message or even deliver your product, the fundamentals of sales and marketing haven't changed, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so a person who's been doing that or been in that space for 20, 25, 30 years is going to have an advantage.
The way you connect with customers, the way you find them, the way you get in front of them, how they allow you to do that, that is changing. But once you get face-to-face, the rest of it has not changed in a thousand years.
That's right. That's exactly. And your term, customer expectation, the psychology and emotion.
Yep.
Around a customer deriving value from what you're providing is exactly the same.
Once you are in front of them, getting to that place, though, that's what is different these days. And that's what's causing a lot of issues for folks. Tim Till, right back after these messages with John Bradbury. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.